It's time to catch your scoop.
What's a scoop?
What's the scoop, son?
Two big scoops.
But man cannot live on a single scoop.
I'll keep them coming back for two.
With Propane Hank, you're getting two scoops.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
It's the Morning Scoop. Community events, community leaders, comical banter. Time now for the Morning Scoop with Propane Hank on KDSN.
And here we go.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. 8:46 on a Monday edition of the Morning Scoop, everybody. Hope you all had a wonderful weekend, Tri-City Barbecue Fest, whatever you might have been up to this weekend, but it is that time of the morning again, time to get back at it with the talk show. Pleased to be joined by the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Propane Hank. Propane Hank, how was your weekend, buddy? How you been?
I was busy. I'm happy to come back to work. You know, a lot going on. Various, of course, football games Friday night, and Saturday you had the... Friday night, your barbecue in Denison started, and lots going on there. And then Danbury Corn Days started also in Danbury. And, of course, we had church yesterday, and granddaughter had a volleyball game Saturday afternoon down in Onawa. So, yeah, it was a busy weekend. How about you?
It was a great weekend. I actually, at the last minute, announced all the barbecue winners, whether it's the backyard or more on the pro level. So there was a lot of great team names, a lot of funny team names. But, yeah, you could tell they put a lot of work into that. So it was an honor to kind of announce those winners and hear the applause and everything like that. So congratulations to people that came from all over Iowa.
Well, this way you didn't get nervous beforehand.
So
how was the turnout, vendor-wise, food-wise?
You've been
there a couple years.
I've been there a couple years, and I think it stood out like any other year that I've been at, because this is my third Tri-City Barbecue Fest. Sheriff Rasmussen, he sent me a couple pictures on Friday night, or I believe it was Saturday night, of the crowds and everything like that from the aerial. I don't know if it was sheriff's footage or whatnot or security cam, but he sent it to me, and so we put it on Facebook, kind of an aerial view of just everybody having fun. So it was a lot of fun, and now we switch gears to all things homecoming week.
Yeah, it's a lot of schools are starting their homecoming. You know, you speak about things going on this week. Let's don't forget Crossroads there of Denison has Staley's Chicken to Go Dinner September 23rd, servings from 4:30 to 7 p.m. It's out of the office there, their new office there on 139th and 7th North. They do like you to pre-order it, so if you want to get in, I'm sure you can still get in today. Call their office at $16 for two-piece chicken dinner to go with all the fixings. And, of course, it's Staley's, and it's Four Crossroads, so two great reasons, and it's chicken.
And
so
it's
there's three.
Well, just delicious. Propane, yeah. I know you're a big supporter of, younger kids, the high school age, kind of learning certain trades here and there when construction or whatnot.
Yeah, you know, I'm a trades fan. You know, in my opinion, you're going off to college to be an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer. Four-year school is a great deal. But if you don't know what you're going to do for sure, trades is the way to go as far as I'm concerned. You can get in for a two-year program, a lot of times an apprentice figure program. A lot of programs will pay for your schooling, and in a couple of years you'll be out making money. And normally it's very good money, and you know, people kind of look down on the trades. I think we kind of lost touch a little bit when we lost the shop class in the schools, but now we have that opportunity to have things come back, and you've got a school district that's leading the way down there in a trades program, and I can't wait to hear about it.
It's very cool. You know, I was sent the press release, and then they reached out later on to try to, you know, get on the air with us. So I'm very excited to have general manager over at Manning Municipal Utilities, Jeremy Carroll. Jeremy, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And then we have two IKM Manning students. We have Zach Solberg, and then Mr. Lorenz, what's your first name again? I can't read my own handwriting.
Carson
Lorenzen. So welcome, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
So first off, for you, Jeremy, kind of, you know, what inspired IKM Manning Schools to launch this construction trade class, and how did you get involved with them? You know, what's a background here?
So this is a program I participated. I grew up in central Iowa. My mom and dad still farm just north of Ankeny, and I did this my junior year. And when we were looking at replacing our aging workforce, we're very fortunate. We have grassroots individuals that have been with us for a long time, but they're getting to that point where they're going to hang up the tools. And so when we started talking, what are some ideas and how do we get involved? So we actually did a twofold program. The utility invested in the shop and brought it up to the today's standards with new technologies and worked with the school district. And then we started the construction trades program to allow the kids to come out and actually see what real world experience was like.
And so, you know, what do we, and we'll talk to you too as well about what you've been up to and what you've been doing, but, you know, do students just sign up for this with ICAM Manning or the other schools involved as well? Is it a class itself or is this extracurricular?
Actually twofold. So there's a couple different opportunities, and they can sign up through DMAC as well for college credit, but we send out emails through the administration at ICAM Manning. So this year we have some Audubon students, some Coon Rapids students, and some Kemper students. So the idea behind it is we want to cultivate a class that welcomes everybody in the community around us. And the instructor that we have, Pete Cron, him and his wife both own and ran their own businesses for 45 years. Pete was retiring, and I went to Pete and I said, hey, you want to teach some kids? You know, he was slowing down but not ready to hang it up, and luckily he said yes. So,
well, just amazing. Propane Hank, do you have any questions?
When you say we did the shop, we updated. Who's the we?
We is Manny Municipal Utilities. So I, okay. We've been very fortunate. MMU has done some really neat things the last few years, and we've invested well. We do contract labor work for the surrounding communities. And so I went to the board and I said, here's a proposal for an idea. Let's invest in our kids. And they, with open arms, said, let's do it. And so we own the asset. When the kids are done, we built a pocket neighborhood home last year that is for sale now. And then we're getting ready to start on a traditional 1,800 square foot, three bedroom, two bath ranch that Larry and Sue Stangle, some community members, were kind enough to donate towards the program. And they did the development. So the we is MMU.
Okay. So, you know, I think it's great because sometimes there's a student that isn't exposed to a drill, a hammer, a wrench, or even that concept, that now you've opened up that opportunity to them that maybe they've got a different focus or a different love.
We hope so. And the idea is, even if you don't go down the trades path yourself, hopefully get some skills out of this and some knowledge that you can take with you when you have work done on your home down the road. But more importantly, you know, the three pillars that we kind of put around this program was respect, integrity, and accountability. So teaching young people how to be employable, right? The byproduct is the house, but more importantly, the program's about what does it take to be a good employee and what is your time worth, right? We try to be transparent with the kids. You know, why when I shingle the house do I get paid by the square, and why do I bill hours for this type of work? And just so the entrepreneurial side of it has to be a part of that, right? If we want to keep people in our communities that want to provide service to other people, they have to understand how they can make a living and what it looks like.
So maybe they don't go out and start a new construction company themselves, but they're going to be a great staff addition to an existing company.
You got it.
And or maybe they know how to hang a picture in their apartment or their house down the road and know what tools that consist of.
Well, I tell the young men in the class, right, if they're going to show off for a cute girl, you know, knowing how to do things is not a bad thing.
Absolutely. And thank you for you and your board for reinvesting back in your community the profits that come from the utilities. I mean, what a great concept.
It's been very rewarding. The community, we've partnered with different businesses south of Manning and Carroll, and we're always looking for partnerships. But the main focus of this program is at the end of the day, when we sell the asset, the home, whatever it is, whatever is left over, we roll it forward. And the hope is eventually we can put a pot of money together for the school and the utility to kind of help manage. So this program is here for the long term, right? Not
sure.
Just here today, gone tomorrow.
You know, and speaking of these young men, Carson, how you doing today? Good?
Pretty good. How about you?
Yeah. Talk about your experience. What did you learn? What did you think? What did you like? What did you not like? You know, just talk about your experience, Carson, and then, you know, and then we'll get to you, Zach.
Yeah, last year, it was my first year doing the program, and I think it's a really good learning experience because you get not only skills that you can use for the rest of your life and skills that you can use for a job later on, but just being with a great group of guys that have the same views as you and that have the same goal as you and getting to learn new trades and stuff like that. So.
Excellent. And then moving on to you, Zach, what was your take on this program?
I thought it was a great time. I learned a lot of stuff that I had really no idea what I was doing. And kind of like what he said, working with people that are kind of in the same boat as you, some will know more than others, but it was a great time.
Was it challenging? Either one of you can answer that.
Sometimes it was, but other times it wasn't.
Excellent, excellent. Propane Hank, did you have any questions for these young gentlemen?
Did you learn how to show up on time to the job site and all that kind of good stuff too?
Yeah, definitely. Pete kind of drills it into you to make sure you're in doing your normal skills right and make sure you're being a good employee down in the road. So it's good for us.
Moving forward now, and I don't know if, Jeremy, you wanted to. So now we did it once, and it was a very big success. So we are planning on building another home, right? What's going on here?
So, yeah, we're getting ready to break ground. We scraped off the sod this weekend, and they're going to dig the foundation today. This is more of a traditional style. Like I said, we had some community members that came to us and wanted to participate. So this will be a more traditional style home. It'll be about an 1,800-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath, full-basement ranch home. The kids will be a part of every aspect of it. They'll be out there when the forms are set. They'll get to see the footings, the drainage system, the mechanical, every aspect of it. We try to show them different avenues. And then the utility side we bring, show them how the power comes in, show them how we land the fiber optics, show them how the natural gas gets there, or propane, whatever the option is. And the basis of it is just to expose them to a lot of different things because they're going to find a niche, whether it's electrical work, mechanical work, whatever the case is. You know, that old homage, dirty hands, clean money.
Yeah.
It's a good concept, but at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with working with your hands.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
Propane Hank.
You know, so explain to me a day in the program, Carson, if you would. I mean, is this a full school day? Are the kids out there only for a couple periods? How does this work with the school program?
Yeah, it's definitely like one of your personal things, so you can put it in your schedule, one or two periods. I think two is the max. So I would definitely rather have it longer just so we could get more stuff done, but yeah, one or two periods per day. I mean, a period is like 45 minutes each. So.
So every day... every day we're working on the project, is that correct, sir?
Yep.
Okay, and then people exchange out throughout the day for the periods, right? You might be there for two periods, and the next guy or gal will only be a period, and then. But at the end of the day, we have a crew out there all day long.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Cool. Super cool.
Yeah. I'm just really. And so now, what's the timeline we're looking at here for this house? And then what are we doing with the house when it's done? Because I know that you know you guys are trying to be, you know, this is pretty cool.
So the idea behind it is by the summertime when the kids are done with school, the house will be up for sale. And we will work with a buyer now if they want to come in and pick out the flooring and the colors and the cabinets. And we'll set a budget with them and work with them. But at the end of the day, we're you know, the happy byproduct of this is we're also adding housing to a rural community and hopefully bringing in young people that in turn will bring kids to the school district. And it's kind of a big circle of prosperity across the board, right? You're adding tradespeople, you're adding community members, so it's open.
I think it's fair to say it's one of those everybody wins type of deals.
So far, it appears that is how it's worked out, and sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
You know,
guys, you're going to be so proud and happy a few years down the road when you drive by these homes that you're working on and be able to say, hey, you know what? I helped put that together. Or I did that plumbing work, or I did that digging in the ditch work, and it's going to be really cool down the road.
Propane Hank, what do you guys got going on? It's a brand new week with Johnson Propane.
Yeah, we got a couple installs happening today. New furnaces going in. We got a water heater that sprung a leak over the weekend. And, of course, the guys are out there in LP and getting things ready for the fall. You know, a little bit of prep work now saves a whole lot of headache later on when it gets cold and snowy. So if you're in need of those products, give us a call at 676-3811. And remember, talk to the doc tomorrow program at our morning scoop time.
Propane Hank joining us. Well, Jeremy, Zach, and Carson, thanks so much for your time today.
Appreciate you.
All right. Plenty more to come in your 9 o'clock hour right here on KDSN FM 105 The Hive.